This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello everyone, you're welcome back to another episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. Today's episode, you know the drill. I'm going to talk about the episode 2 of The Penthouse War in Life season 3. This new season started with a bang. Episode 1 is a bang. I like how it started, how it left us in suspense towards the ending. No, at the ending, when Shin Se-ryun pushed So-yeon into that river, I love how it ended. They left me yearning and craving for the next episode, and which they delivered. This episode 2. Yeah, episode 2 began with that same place episode 1 ended. Shin Se-ryun pushing So-yeon into the river and also having some hired men save her. Then it turned out she wants the three of them to join hands and take down Judante. Yes, women working together, but you know, in Penthouse, you trust no one. You trust no one in Penthouse. These people are crazy. So-yeon's acting is marvelous. Her acting is marvelous when she found out Judante and Shin Se-ryun, they've taken all her wealth, her life savings. Trust her. Trust this leading lady, a very smart villain. Not the best character, not the most lovable character, like I always say, but she's smart. And she knows how to kill her role. She tracked down Judante. I love that action, the attitude. She fits in so many roles. Even when she was acting as a psycho in prison, now acting this fake love, showing depressed fake love. That, oh, she and Judante, they are still in love. How does this lady do this? She keeps nailing every role. When she's serious, when she's pretending, every role given to her. She's so marvelous. I love her acting. I think in this drama, she's my best actress. I'm not saying other actresses are not good, but So-yeon, I really love how she murders her role. All actresses there, they keep murdering their role. All the ladies of Penthouse, Oh Yeon-hee, Shin Se-ryun, Ro-jin's wife, Jenny's mother, everybody. Like, I don't even want to pick a favorite, a best, but they are all good. They are all good in nailing their psycho and crazy characters. They are so very good, and I appreciate that. Episode 2 also didn't let me down. I enjoyed every bit of episode, every bit, the character development. Yeah, Judante, as usual, is out of prison, and his sports brat daughter So-kyun is leaning towards his side right now. We've always known since season 1 that So-yeon is actually more like her father compared to her twin brother. That character is such a spoiled brat. I don't know. I have a love-hate relationship with that character. She's just like So-yeon, murdering her. You clearly see your dad is an evil man. Well, an apple, most times, apples doesn't really fall far from a tree. So, she's definitely Judante's daughter. Then we saw Logan Lee's elder brother came in from the States with this Rasta hairstyle. I had something like when I was going through some tweets last night, I saw international fans were dragging the cable station for cultural appropriation. I don't know what to say though. I didn't really find this offensive. They were just trying to show the contrast and difference between Logan Lee and his elder brother. I don't really see why people read much into things. I don't know, but if they feel it's bad, maybe the station should do something, because I wouldn't want them cutting this show. Penthouse is an epic one in a million show. I wouldn't want them to cut it same way they ended Jousing Exorcist. So I think SBS should do what they feel is right. But left to me, I don't know, what do you think, my listeners, what do you think about Alice, that's Logan Lee's elder brother, Esther? What do you think about it? I'm just enjoying the storyline. I'm just enjoying the storyline and keeping up with the show, the acting, and all, everything. Nothing. Well, let me continue with my review. Now, Oh Young Hee is doing something fishy. Like when Alice told Shim Se-ryum that Logan Lee had a certain amount of money he kept for Shim Se-ryum's child, the main person that started this craze in Penthouse, Shim Se-ryum's daughter that was killed in season one, and someone was after the money. Then we saw Oh Young Hee entering this warehouse filled with gold and money with a smile on her face, with I can't even tell whose side she's on. And when Shim Se-ryum found out, the Jenny's mom and Ruji's wife, you know, they are chattermouths. Yeah, I learned this line, chattermouth, from Lee Jae-ho in Mouse. That means gossip, they can't keep things to themselves. So when they told Shim Se-ryum, where did Oh Young Hee get money to open her own shop? We thought we were backing her. And it turned out that Shim Se-ryum didn't know about it. And when she went there, she peeped from the door or the transparent window. She confirmed it herself. Like I said, no one is to be trusted in Penthouse. No one. And if you've not started seeing Penthouse, yes, I'm a number one top promoter. Top promoter of Penthouse. If you're close to me, you have to watch Penthouse. And if you're my listener, you have to be seeing Penthouse. So, like I keep saying when I share this review, if you've not seen season 1 and 2, you should go and see it. You should go and see it. So, because listening to this review of season 3 is going to spoil so many things. So, you should go and see it. And yes, Penthouse, the crew of Penthouse, they did it again. The director did it again. And episode 2 ended in suspense too, when Mr. Beck, the real Jude Dante, you know, wanted to do something to the fake Jude Dante, the Jude Dante we've always known. And we saw Shim Se-ryum, because she got a call after the SNU exam. I don't even want to talk about that. Jude Dante and his spoiled daughter just planned to make other applicants' life miserable. And like father, like daughter, that's all I can say. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. So let me know what you think about this father and daughter duo, wherever you're listening from, the comment section of wherever you're listening from. Let me know what you think about them, because I feel like entering my TV screen and spanking these two duo. Like, you're just getting on my nerves. Well, that's it. They did another marvelous job keeping us in suspense till next Friday. Oh, I'm so pumped for the next episode. I can't wait to see what Jude Dante will do, how he'll actually react. I won't be surprised if he acts like the usual psychopath he is when he discovers the original Jude Dante he stole his name and asset from. Then how Eun-bao, I just hope she embraces her parents back. I know her parents aren't the best, but this caretaker Logan Lee brought isn't the best either. We got to find out that she's working with Jude Dante. She's not a good woman. Soyeon is not good, but I think with this, all these things she's been through, she would be a better mother. So Eun-bao should come back to her senses and go back to her parents. Eun-bao is actually another great actress. She's got a very bright future ahead of her. I hope she keeps choosing good scripts And do you know Penthouse is her first role, and she just delivered the role very well. Everyone, the casting director of Penthouse really directors really took their time to cast and coach each character, each actor and actress, because everyone, there's no one lacking behind, there's no underacting, there's no overacting. Their acting is just so real and effortless. I'm learning from them and I so enjoy watching them. Thank you for listening to this brief review. Like I promised, I'm trying to cut down the length time of my reviews from 20 minutes to 15, 10, 11, 12 minutes. I don't really want to waste your time. And the longer the review, the more spoilers I'll give, which I want to avoid. So tell me what you think about this episode. Did you enjoy it? Did you prefer it to episode 1? What did you think of the cinematography, the lighting, the camera angle? What did you think? I think everything is perfect, everything is good, and I'm still going to give it a 10 over 10 rating. Yeah, because I enjoyed it. I don't know if I can ever find faults with any character. Even if the characters are no good, we can't deny these actors keep killing their role. Thanks to the cast and crew of this amazing show, kudos to what they've been giving us from season 1 to 2 to this 3. So a huge thumbs up to them. They are so good. Alright guys, we'll see you in my next review. Please don't forget to subscribe, comment, share my podcast with your friends, family, loved ones, people you know that love Korean dramas. Just try, please recommend my podcast to them. I'll be very grateful. All right, bye. Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinvey. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from. And also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.